Zebra mussels have caused millions of dollars of damage to power plants, boats, and intake pipes. They've also seriously hurt native species in the Great Lakes and other inland waterways. Purdue University chemistry professor Matthew Ryan says he may have found a way to control the zebra mussels without harming fish or other aquatic wildlife. In the laboratory, he says low-frequency electromagnetic radio waves were found to cause the zebra mussels to lose critical minerals at a much faster rate than they can acquire them.
It ultimately kills them. There's a stress response after about a day or so. The mussels stop feeding and begin to close their shells. After about 19 days, about 50% of the mussels in a given population will be dead.
Ryan says native fish and clams were not harmed when exposed to the same technique. If it's proven effective in the wild, he says electrical barriers could block mussels from infesting other lakes and streams. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.